From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Hope Hicks, one of Donald Trump's most trusted aides, testifying today in the hush money criminal trial. Trump is accused of falsifying documents to cover up payments to keep alleged affairs from voters ahead of the 2016 election. Hicks served in the Trump White House and also was press secretary for Trump's campaign. ABC's Aaron Kutursky is outside the courthouse.
Hope Hicks is on the witness stand testifying about what she called a crisis moment in the Trump campaign back in 2016. The Access Hollywood tape had just come out in October of 2016, a month before the election. Hope Hicks recalled getting an email from the Washington Post, which broke the story of the existence of the tape and the vulgar exchange, as the reporter called it, between Trump and then Access Hollywood host Billy Bush.
Earlier, the judge also addressed comments Trump made yesterday outside the courtroom, telling reporters he cannot testify because of the gag order. The judge reminded Trump that he has the absolute right to testify, and the gag order does not infringe that. In New Orleans, authorities have expanded the probe of clergy sex abuse in the Catholic Church.
Investigators with the Louisiana State Police showed up with a warrant at the Archdiocese of New Orleans, seeking church records and communications between local leaders and the Vatican. The AP says the warrant contained several new details about the sex trafficking investigation, including claims that some victims were sexually assaulted in a seminary swimming pool. The Archdiocese insists it's cooperating with investigators. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Pro-Palestinian and anti-war demonstrations continue at colleges across the country. Last night, police moved in at New York University, a new school, to clear protesters on campus. The job market cooling last month. 175,000 jobs added in April, lower than expected. Hires in healthcare and transportation led the way. The Federal Reserve Board is trying to cool the labor market a bit to help tame inflation. You're listening to ABC News. Dozens of disaster declarations remain in effect for Texas today as a storm system continues to roll through the state.
Millions of other Texans face dangerous storms across the state. Around Houston, life-threatening flooding.
In 25 years that I've lived here, I have never seen it flood like this.
Parts of Texas reporting 28 inches of rain in just 48 hours, stranding drivers.
ABC's Maria Villarreal, those storms expected to last through Sunday. A shocking discovery at a former Nazi headquarters.
Five human skeletons, all missing their hands and feet, were recently discovered at Nazi leader Adolf Hitler's Eastern Front military headquarters in present-day Poland. The skeletons are believed to be those of three adults, a baby, and an older child. They were buried inside the villa of Commander Hermann Göring. It was a group of amateur archaeologists who have been excavating the site with official permission for several years that made the discovery. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News. At the foreign desk.
In California, the captain of a dive boat that caught fire and killed 34 people off Santa Barbara's coast in 2019 was sentenced to 4 years in federal prison yesterday. Jerry Boylan was convicted of criminal negligence for not maintaining a patrol the night of the blaze or conduct a fire drill on board. It's party time for 1,000 sea lions that have flocked into San Francisco's famed Fisherman's Wharf this week. Harbor masters say a school of anchovies are responsible for those animals' arrival. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.